Hi, this is a dictation for Brittany Williams, BrittneyWillams. Date of service is 4/9/2025. Date of accident 4/3/2024. Date of birth is 4/3/2024. The patient is coming here for the follow-up visit. She was last seen on 3/12/2025. She has an ongoing pain in the neck and the upper back to the tune of 9. Lower back pain is reported to be tune of 10. It is also affecting her right hip and the right knee, which is all 10 today. She is a obese woman, weight of 290 pounds, and it is affecting her walking and sleeping. Sleep is affected, walking is affected, and ADLs are affected. The pains vary from 3 to 10, and ADLs are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Patient report 30% improvement. Please review the records for ADL, system review, additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance history. Physical examination contains as follows. Blood pressure is 131 over 92, pulse 86, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit of 3/12/25, dictation 01414-074. Plan is to continue all the medications. Maps have been reviewed. And patient is provided with the following medication, which is Celebrex, 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Acefax 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol with codeine number 4 are 30 tablets for pain relief. Allegra 50 milligram at night. Nurontin 600 milligram twice a day for further relief. He didn't want the headache medicine. Physical therapy continues at 2 times a week for the neck and the lower back, shoulder, left shoulder, right knee, and with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Chiropractic treatment has been advised. Patient is continuing regular busy job. She'll be seen in a month's time. Her MRIs have been reviewed, and patient has been advised about the options, surgical options and injections have been discussed and advised to the patient. Once patient makes up her mind, she'll be scheduled for epidural injections to find further help and relief. Thank you.